it's always good to come to the house of the Lord. Amen, amen. One song says, what we need even today is just closer walk with Him, brother and sister. If we can start maybe with that song, just a closer walk with Him. Amen. Amen. We don't have strength, but we have strength from Him. We are nursing strength from Him. Amen. Come with humble spirit, brother and sister. He will do whatever it's your need and petition today. Amen. He is faithful. Amen. Let's sing this song.
I am a weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. As long as I walk, let me walk close to Thee. Yes, Lord, amen, this evening. Just a closer walk. It's my prayer this evening, O Lord. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I felt the Lord who cares, yes, Lord, You always care. With me, my burden shed. Thank You, Lord. Nobody, dear Lord, nobody. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my Lord, let it be. When my fever, life is over, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely. Is my plea daily walking across the day? Dear Lord, let it be just a closer walk with Thee. Yes, Lord. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is in Jesus my Lord. Wonderful is heaven, what's recorded in God's word is in Jesus my Lord. Wonderful is in Him. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is in Jesus my Lord. Wonderful, eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word is in Jesus my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word is in Jesus my Lord wonderful. John was in the Spirit. John was in the Spirit. On the Lord's day, he heard a voice from heaven, and this is what he said: I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. John was in the Spirit. In the Lord's day, he heard the voice from heaven, and this is what he said: I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forever, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, behold, I live, behold, I live, behold, I live forevermore. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering. Once more, He's an answering. Hallelujah, He's an answering. My answering God. He's my answering God. Then I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, while we sang this song, You are answering God, O Lord. Even scripture says, when you say to this mountain, O Lord, that's why we want to pray. When I pray, O Lord, you will answer my prayer. O Lord, when I look back, sometimes I feel alone. Maybe my brother, my sister, like we sang that song. But you are one who cares for you and for me. O Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord, that we could be in the house of the Lord. We want to ask, O Lord, that you will now come and feed us with bread of heaven, O Lord. That you will come and do something for us. That this service will be something special. O Lord, maybe like never before, O Lord. You come and anoint preacher this evening, O Lord. O Lord, we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever will be said and done. We think about those who couldn't come. Maybe they're on the way. Lord, you undertake. Oh, Lord, we commit all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Sister, if you can find that song, it's Jesus Has a Table Spread. He invites everyone to come to his table. Amen. Amen. I think you see.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his hand unpaid and paid, and supplies our every need. Oh, this with sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calling, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Let the multitude turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Thus obeying Christ's command, for the Master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfied the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master called it, come and dine. Feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calling. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, all the time, He who fed the multitude. Turn the water into wine. To the hungry, come and dine. Come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calling. Come and dine. hungry, call it now. Come and dance.
Amen. There isn't a good song. It's deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Like we sing that song. Nothing, just perfect love of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Hey, let me go. Higher, higher in the school of wisdom. More of grace to know. Deeper yet I pray. And higher every day. Blessed Lord, in thy precious holy name. Deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still. Till my life is wholly lost in Jesus. Perfect faith. Deeper yet I pray. And higher every day. And wiser, blessed Lord. Oh, in thy precious holy birth. Loving cause the trials deeper, let me go. Set in thy holy love of Jesus, let me grow. Deeper yet I know. And yeah, every day. The blessed Lord, in thy precious holy firm. Deeper, higher, every day in Jesus. All conflict past. On image perfected and light. Deeper yet I pray. And higher every day. Higher, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy name.
Amen, amen. Oh, blessed thing, brother and sister. If sister can find song, I know the master of the wind. Blessed thing, brother and sister, to know him. To know him. I was just listening. Brother Branham was saying testimonies how he was praying for one man. He came and his car was stolen. Maybe he heard your testimony. But when you are really carefully listening, he was praying with knowledge, brother and sister, with revelation. That's what we need today, that we know where we are standing. Amen. Amen. Let's sing this song. Amen. I know the master of the wind. Amen.
The flies, but see, whenever there's a wind in my sail, I have a friend who watches me. know the master of the winds. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms. I soar like an eagle to the heights, above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the height, bring me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. Know the master of the wind. Thank you, Lord. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the storm and make the sun shine again. Let's worship Him, brother and sister. Amen. Let your voice worship Him. You, yes, I love you, because you first loved me. Oh yes, oh Lord, you are so precious. I love you because you first, Elohim, amen. You first love me, Elohim. How we long to worship you, Elam, Elohim. How we long to worship you. How long to worship you. El Elah. Satan comes to beat us down, but with your spirit before us, in righteousness we'll rise and sing. Alleluia. Glory, O Lord. Amen. The glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. Holy name, you deserve the glory. Yes, Lord, and the honor. From our heart, as we lift your holy name, you are great. Thank you, Lord. Make us so great. There is no one else like you. There is no else like you. You are great. Thank you, Lord. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands worship. Lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great. Miracles so great. You are great, you the miracle so great, there is no one else like you, yes Lord, there is no one else like you, you are great, you are great. Here to praise you. Amen. See. rest that we can be. Bring in your other love rising from our heart. Everything within us cries, I love you. We are here to praise you, Lord, to lift up our hands and sing. Yes, amen. We are here to give you the best that we can. Rising from our hearts, everything within us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord. Maybe once more, we are here to praise you, we are here to hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best we can bring. Bring you our love. Praise you, Lord.
Lift our hands and
sing. We are here to give you the best that we
Jesus, that's true. From the deep of our hearts, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Because you first loved us.
Hallelujah.
Because we see the things that, Lord, you did all for us, Lord. There is no love that is above, greater than what you did for us, Lord. And we thank you, the Lord, this evening. The love of God, that, Lord Jesus, you have put in our hearts, Lord, had caused us, Lord Jesus, to come even to your presence, Lord, this evening. And Father, we want to thank you for the day so far, what you have done for us. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we really thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, your wonderful ways that, Lord, you have for God, always for yours, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, your sustaining power that always sustains us. And how you clothe us, Lord Jesus. We are thankful, O God, to you this evening. We bless you, Lord Jesus.
And you desire, Lord Satan, the assembly, Lord Father, of your children together, O God. Lord, and I'm glad and I'm grateful, Father, that, Lord, I'm privileged to gather this side of eternity with the bride, Lord Savior of Christ, in Lord Savior, this place, Dublin, O God. Father, Lord, we ask in your grace, O Father, precious Savior, Father, almighty Savior, the eagles, wherever they be, precious Savior, Father, they have not responded, Lord, Father, to the call tonight, Lord, but may you, Lord Savior, stir them up at heart, that, Lord, they slumber not, Lord Savior, but, Lord, they awaken out of any slumber, O God, and be, Lord Father, the wise virgin, O God, that, Lord Savior, Father, had a lamp trimmed, Lord Savior, on the Wednesday and the Friday services, Lord, Father, Lord, their lamp, Lord Savior, was glowing bright, O God, Lord, until when the bridegroom came, Lord Father, oh precious Savior, and quickened away, Father, oh precious Savior, the bride, Lord Savior, she was all dressed and ready, Lord Savior, with raiment that none can wear, Lord Savior. Father, we are asking your grace tonight, we are asking your mercy, Lord Savior, and we are sending out tonight, Lord, an SOS for them, Lord Savior. That our Lord Savior, relax, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, whatever it is that would constrain them, oh God, but what greater things can constrain, Father, oh precious Savior, people, to the call, Father, Lord, to assemble, Lord, one another together, Lord, here where the carcass is, Lord Savior. Oh, them that be thine elect, Lord Savior, convict them like never before. Lord, Father, constrain them, Lord, that they would, Lord Savior, Father, not abscond or miss, Lord Savior. Oh, as Paul says, the man of some is, O God. And we are here believing tonight that you will speak, Father, unto us, Lord. Lift to ear, Lord Savior. Great El Shaddai. May you, Lord Savior, Father, oh, feed us, Lord, as we draw from thine breast, Lord Savior, tonight, Lord. We are asking for thine grace. Be merciful, Father.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We prayer has been offered. And Father, as even we stand in your presence this moment, we know the grounds that we are standing on. We know it's the holy grounds, Lord. So Father, as we have come, we need also, Lord, to surrender ourselves to you, God. That's why, Lord, we look at your mercy that endureth in all things, Lord. Even keeping mercy for the thousands, Lord. Forgiving our iniquities, Lord, our shortcomings, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that, Lord, tonight you see us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Anything that, Lord, will be of a hindrance and obstacle, Lord, Father, we surrender all to you. Even the day, O God, unconsciously or consciously, Lord, we might, Lord Jesus, have done a mistake somewhere. Father, we repent of them, Lord. That, Lord, you bless us this evening. Father, we thank you once again also for our pastor. The Lord is back home, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for renewing him and strengthening him, Lord Jesus. Father, tonight we commit him into your hands and the family. The Lord, you continue to bless him, Lord Jesus. Even our brethren who are not here, prayers have been offered to them. Father, you know where they are and why they are not here. Father, we pray that you reach them also, because you are a God, oh, that's merciful, Lord. So, Father, as we turn to the reading of your word, O God, for our Bible studies this evening, we pray that, Lord, you are the teacher. You bless your word and minister it, Lord, unto us. Bring in the understanding, Lord, into our hearts, Lord. We thank you. We bless you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. We thank the Lord for bringing us together. Tonight, let's turn to the reading of the word from Luke 21, 15. Luke 21, 15. Let's hear the word of God. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, yes, we've read your word, O God. Now, Holy Spirit, as we sit at your feet, O God, we want to study this, looks like simple but a powerful word of yours, O God. The Lord, you minister it into our hearts, O God. Even the promise, we see it there. The Lord, you said you give us a mouth and a wisdom. And Lord, we seek for it this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Today my printer failed me. And for the first time, I'm putting this laptop on the pulpit. And just quite recently, my eye left, there was something they call it flutes. So I went to Specsavers, and you know them already. They will find a way for you to get. They will find a way for you to get a reading glasses. So today I'm putting on my reading glasses. Praise the Lord. Yeah, because I need it for the laptop. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, we've read the word of God. He said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And, you know, last Sunday, the Holy Spirit said something that I went back to find more of it from him. That I will bring it down for our Bible studies this evening. It was said last Sunday that the Bible, the word, the message, is the wisdom of God. And that anyone who has it, who has the word, is better than any educated lawyer. Amen. Because this Bible, this word of God, has the true answer to every question, every situation. Amen. This word of God has the answer to every question. So anyone who has this word, my brother, my sister, it is the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. So I went back to study on that phrase because it wasn't on my notes. It just came like that. So I had to go back and look and study and see what actually this wisdom is. Amen. So, the Bible truly is the wisdom of God. That's why, brethren, we need the word. Amen. So that we will have the mind of Christ. See? So, looking at our scripture this evening, Jesus himself, he knew how much we will need the word so that we could be a true servant and witnesses unto him. Amen. Jesus knew that the world, that the nations of this world, will surely rise against it. He knew it. That the world, the nations of this world, will rise against this word. Amen. And he knew also that false teachers and false prophets would try to manipulate. They would try to manipulate this word by adding and taking away. You see,
So Jesus knew all these things. And so he promised that he will give us a mouth and a wisdom. Amen. So that we, all our adversaries, shall not be able to gainsay nor resist what we say. Praise God. He knew also that the scoffers will come and then will try to challenge the word. See? So Jesus knew all these things, that it will surely come to pass. The world will stand against it. False prophets and false teachers will try to manipulate the truth. They will try to add or to take away from it. You see, and the scoffers also will challenge it, as we heard the other time, the scoffers. Oh, when is the coming of it? When is he coming? See, praise the Lord. We have waited all these years. And things continue as they were from the beginning. See, the scoffers challenging the word of God. You see, Jesus knew that all these things will come because he himself, when he was walking on earth here, praise the Lord, he was in the midst of the people proving, amen, and manifesting this word through healing, through miracles, through the ministering of the word, praise the Lord, to such an extent that even people were convicted by what he preaches, praise the Lord. But yet, there were the people that always come and confront him. So he himself, when he was walking on earth here, he never had it easy. He was always being confronted. He was being challenged. Amen. By the word, these people will come not with anything, but they will be caught in the word. They will try to bring the word. And we know the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, and all those people, they, all their belief and everything was based upon what? The law. And they will try to use the law to justify themselves. Praise God. And so in this our day, that's the same thing. See, Jesus knew what is going to happen. That we will be faced with such situation. Look at the way how the word had been manipulated. They've added and taken away from it. So that it will what? It will suit their own way of understanding or their way, own way of life. So that's what we are facing. And so, Jesus knew all these things. And he said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom that all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Amen. The truth, I'm telling you, my brother, when the truth is spoken, man in his own head, he knows that this, what this man have said, this, what this lady have said, is the truth. Something will convict him that this is the truth, but yet, see, they have already swayed their life to something else. So it's not giving them the opportunity or the right to accept the truth. So here we are, brethren, but we need that mouth and that wisdom of God. Amen. So we see how this the mouth and wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, he applied this wisdom many times, and it was quite overwhelming the way how it brings spiritual thoughts, overwhelming spiritual thoughts for the people, for them to take. You see, something to agitate them, to move away from what they are holding so that they will be able to know the truth, to change their minds, to change their thoughts. Praise the Lord. See? Carry spiritual thoughts. Mouth and wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. So great, my brother. But the sad part of it all was that the people of his day, instead of taking the inspiration behind every word, the wisdom of God, instead of them to take that inspiration and change their way of life, they always take it as what? A rebuke or a condemnation. My brother, that's the serious part of it all. Amen. When truth has been given to you, when something inspirational, spiritual, had been given to you, then you just assume that what has been spoken is rather a condemnation. See, the mouth and wisdom of Jesus Christ always carries the inspiration, spiritual inspiration. It is not condemnation, my brother. It's a spiritual inspiration. Because he never wants anyone to perish. That's his word. So he never say anything to condemn you. But you see, the scripture itself says, the preaching of the gospel does two things. Amen. To the saved, it is the power of God. And those who won't believe, it is what? Foolishness. So the same word will be a salvation, and the same word will be what? Condemnation. The way how you will receive it. Praise the Lord. But God's word is never meant to condemn. It's meant to save. Praise God. His own word is always meant to save. Not to what? Not to condemn. It's just the way how you will receive that word. The way how you will look at it. Amen. So let's look at some of the confrontations here. Let's turn to Matthew 9, 10 to 13. This is a way of kind of Bible studies. Amen. Matthew 9, 10 to 13. And he said, and it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. My, amen. Publicans and sinners came also and sat with Jesus and ate with him. Amen. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Oh my. See? The Pharisees, they asked, why your master eateth with publicans and sinners? Verse 12. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. My brother, look at the answer Jesus gave to the Pharisees. Praise the Lord. So they that be whole need not physicians, but they that are sick. See? You can receive this spiritual thought, this inspiration from the Lord Jesus Christ. You can receive this in two different ways.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You will look at it, you will hear this. And if you have a true heart, you say, oh, praise the Lord, that is the truth.
Amen.
Because it's the truth. They that are whole, you don't need a physician. It is the sick that needs a physician. But on the other side, the person who asks this question, why your master is eating with publicans and sinners, receiving this answer will take it as a rebuke.
Praise the Lord.
You see it? A word that has been spoken, truth has been spoken. But the way how you will receive it will become either the power of God, a blessing unto you, or it will be what? A condemnation to you.
Praise the Lord.
So they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are what? Are sick.
Amen.
13. Let's think closely here now. He said, but go ye and learn what that meaneth.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. Go. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. See? Go. See? Pray over it. And you get the meaning of what I'm saying. It's not a condemnation. And I will have mercy. If you do that and understand what I'm saying, I will have mercy.
Amen.
If you will do that, because if you put your heart down that, okay, I don't understand what Jesus is saying, so I'm not going to rebuke it. I'm not going to take it as a condemnation, but I'm going to pray over it. A word has been given to you. You've read something from the message. You don't understand it. Say, oh, Lord, I need understanding of this matter, these things that I have read. As you are sincere in your heart, my brother, my sister, the Lord will give you the understanding of it. That's what I say. I will what? I will have mercy.
Amen.
Just like what? That Ethiopian eunuch, after coming to Jerusalem, all his thoughts were to hear the word of God. But as you know, definitely he went to the synagogue. And there was nothing for him. He couldn't understand anything. And as he was going home, because he desired to understand, he wants understanding of the word, what happened, God sent the answer to him. Had to send Philip. Philip was what? Holding revival back in Samaria. Say, stop it and go along that road. Amen. So that's what Jesus is saying. If it's something you don't understand, pray. Seek the face of the Lord. Sincere, with all sincerity in your heart. He said, I will have mercy.
Amen.
And not sacrifice. For I am come. I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Amen. See.
I'm come to call what? Sinners to repentance. That's the whole purpose of Jesus Christ coming on earth here.
Amen.
Because all have sinned and have come what? Short of the knowledge of the Lord God. Amen. We're all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Came on this earth telling lies. Praise the Lord. And so the purpose of Jesus Christ was to save, not to condemn. That's all what he came for. So if you see yourself righteous, okay, then you are not part of it. But if you believe that you need help, then he comes your way and give you that help. Amen. And so, we are looking at what? The mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is one of it. Amen. We are looking at what? The mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is one of them. Look at the question they put to him. Because they assume that Jesus, oh, you are a holy man. You are so holy. So no sin should come near you. No, sir. Not the purpose for that he came. But he came that we can touch him with all of our infirmities. Amen. You see. But they thought that, the Pharisees always, they taught themselves to be righteous. That's what they taught all the time. Look at what Paul said. Righteousness concerning the word, blameless. Concerning the law, blameless. See, they see themselves as righteous. And so they look at other people and condemn them. They do, you are a publican, you are a sinner. I shouldn't eat with you. You shouldn't come near me. You see the Pharisees, where they belonged. Amen. So we are looking at the mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that when we come to such confrontations, the Lord granted the same mouth and wisdom. Amen. Let's look at another one. Matthew 12, 1 to 8. Let's look at another mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were unhungered and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. You see it? Amen. The Pharisees, once again, confrontation. But he said, verse 3, but he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he was unhungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat of the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only the priests. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Praise the Lord. Now listen to verse 6 here closely. Praise the Lord. But I say unto you, that in this place is one. In this place is standing one. In this place you are seeing one greater than the temple. Amen. Amen. In this place right now, you are seeing someone who is greater than the temple. Now listen again, the same thing again. The same thing again. He said, but if ye would know what this meaneth, you see, if you don't understand something, my brother and sister, seek the face of the Lord. Don't take it as what a condemnation. Don't take it as a rebuke. Even if it's a rebuke, accept it. Amen. And pray over it what it meaneth in your life. Praise God. Yes, sir. But if ye had known what this meaneth, the same thing again, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Amen. Ye will not have condemned the guiltless. Praise God. If you know what this meaneth, I will have mercy. That here right now stands one who is greater than the temple. Amen. Who is greater than the temple. Oh, greater than Jonah is here. Amen. Praise God. And greater than Solomon is here. So we are looking at what? The mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, which he said he will give to us. Amen. He will give to us. Praise the Lord. And we are going to find out whether he has given it to us or not. Amen. Let's look at another one. Matthew 12, 10 to 14. Matthew 12. They come with another question. You see, when these people come with questions, already they have something behind their mind. You see, they are seeking for their own answer. What they are expecting. See, already they have made up their minds. Even the answer that they want to hear, they have already made it in their minds. So that they can use it to condemn him. They want to push him to a corner. But he has the mouth and wisdom. Amen. Jesus has the mouth and wisdom of the power of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So they came with another question. And behold, there was a man which had his hands withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? See, that they might what? Accuse him. Yes, because they want to accuse him. So already they have made up their minds before coming to meet him. Amen. And now let's listen to the mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? Oh, this is a mouth and wisdom. Praise the Lord. How many amongst you? Tell me. That on Sabbath day, your sheep had fallen into a pit. And you say today is Sabbath day, so I'm going to leave the sheep inside a pit there. How many amongst you? See? Hypocrites, you surely go and pick it up. Oh, the mouth and wisdom. This is it. This is it. Praise the Lord. Yeah, verse 12. How much then is a man better than a sheep? How much then? Is it not a man better than a sheep? Yes, tell me. A man, is he not better than a sheep? Because the first question, see, when he threw back that mouth and wisdom back to them, tell me which one amongst you will not do that? That you all sheep had fallen through a pit on a Sabbath day and you not pick that sheep. And I believe none of them was able to answer. They knew very well that, yes, surely I will go and pick that sheep out from the pit. So I believed all the people that stand there, none of them was able to give what? An answer to it. This is the mouth and wisdom. Praise the Lord. And so now he asks them, is man not better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Because see, the thing is, they have not found that the Sabbath himself is standing in their midst. Because they refuse to know the truth. The rest they are talking about, that rest was right in their midst. Amen. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hands. Amen. In their presence, in their bread, within their own eyes. Because the words of mouth and wisdom have been applied in this case. Amen. So he said, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like the other one. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Oh, man. See? A mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he will give it to you. He will give it to me also. Let's quickly look at another one. Matthew 12, 22, 25. Then they brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him in so much that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. Oh, miracle. See, all these things, as we heard in the first place, they were being done so that it will agitate something out of them to see, and no. Now listen to how some of the people said. Amen. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? Amen. That means these people knew very well that the Messiah is coming, the son of David. Amen. Will come in their midst and he will perform these things. He will be doing all these things. They knew it. Not that they didn't know it. And so all these things that were happening, raising the dead, the blind see, the cripples walk. Yet they refused to accept it because of the simplicity of the man. Because the borders of his garment is not so wide like their own. Amen. Because if they had to follow him, they had to shorten the borders of their their garment, you see. They had to reduce it. Amen. That means they have to humble themselves. Already they have raised themselves. So they find it difficult now to come down from the lofty hills that they have placed themselves in high places. High places dwelleth what? Evil works. Amen. Said, is he not him? That means they knew it. Oh, praise be to God. But look at what? The woman of the world. Compare it to that woman of the world. He said, I perceive you are a prophet. Because we know that that one is coming. And he will be doing the same thing that you are doing right now in my presence. Being able to tell me all the names and my boyfriends. You have known all of them. Whilst I never knew you anywhere, you never knew me anywhere, I perceive you are a prophet. And look at what? The learned people. Those who are waiting. Those who had a scroll have been watching and waiting for him to come. And now he comes because they weren't able to recognize John the Baptist. Amen. They never repented. The hills were still in their hearts. The hills, the mountains, the valleys, wide and deep, rough places, crooked places, still in the hearts of the people. Because they never repented of what John the Baptist brought to them. If they had listened to John the Baptist and had made that highway for the Lord to come in, they would have recognized who Jesus was. Amen. But when the people are saying, is he not the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow, he doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil. See, look at that. Amen. The same thing being done. Now, look at what two ways of how people saw it. That's what he said. The preaching of the gospel, it does two things. Amen. Amen. To the believers is the power of God. To those who don't believe, it becomes what? Foolishness. That's what the Bible says. And it's true, my brother, my sister. Look at the two people now. And Jesus knew their thoughts. Oh, yes. He knew their thoughts and said unto them, let's listen to another mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Amen. Any kingdom, any church, praise the Lord, that is divided against itself, is brought toward desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Amen. Amen. Let's take note of that. And if Satan casts out Satan, he's divided against himself. And how shall then his kingdom stand? Oh, a mouth of wisdom. Amen. A mouth and wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I think we will continue another time because of time. So next Wednesday we will continue, Lord willing, if nothing crops in. Let's look at another one here. Matthew 15. Okay, let's look at Matthew 22. Let's look at Matthew 22. Next week, Lord willing, we will continue with this Bible series because it has not yet ended. There are more to come. We'll go back to the Old Testament also. Amen. Matthew 22, 17 to 21. Let's quickly take that one and see if we can add it up. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Amen. They've come again to what? To try him. to try to see if they can find a way to accuse him. They tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tributes unto Jesus, unto Caesar, or not? Amen. And they will come with what? A smiling face, as if they believe. Okay, tell us, therefore. We want to hear. Is it lawful to give a tribute to Caesar? That's what we want to know. Amen. But it's in the back of their mind. They are what? They are trying to see if they could corner him. Amen. But let's see the mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. I believe they brought it quickly to him. Amen. Fast. He said, okay, here is it. Here is it. Amen. Oh, the mouth and wisdom. They never knew what was coming. Praise the Lord. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and superscription? Who? And I believe they were quick to answer that also. Because they are getting him now to that corner. Amen. So quickly they give the answer. They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them. Oh, praise the Lord. A mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Amen. Amen. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, sir. They quickly brought the coin. He said, show me whose image, whose superscription is on it. Say, that's Caesar's. That's Caesar's. Okay. Now give what is Caesar's unto Caesar. And what is God to God unto God? Amen. And now give me verse 22. Oh, my. And when they had heard these words, oh, yes, sir, a mouth and wisdom. When they have heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Look at it. They went their way. Instead of saying, oh, Lord, oh, you have given us a great answer. You are Lord. Oh, praise be to your name. To worship him. But what? They left. You see? So, Jesus never. See, all of us. No one is perfect. No one is righteous. And he came because we are perfect through Jesus Christ. God sees us righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. But ourselves, my brother, we make mistakes. But only God sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ and see perfection in our lives. Amen. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, my brother, instead of the people to take this as a mouth and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the musicians come, amen, we shall read. So now give us Psalm 8, verse 2, as to read the last scripture, just in support of the scripture we read. Amen. He said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy, and the avenger. Amen. And so, our Lord has promised us that I will give you, amen, I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Lord, give us that mouth and wisdom. Amen. God richly bless you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, give God the power. In the name of the Lord, of Satan rages, we cannot be. Agree together. Let all our enemies humble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has no place. Try to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive, like a mighty army. We keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. Go the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, now Satan rages. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Give all the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Now Satan, God the power in the name of the Lord. Many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive, like a winning every battle with the Lord. of the Lord, of Satan rages, we cannot be defeated with God.
Amen. For many years, right all the way from the beginning, Satan has always tried to have something to go with the word. But praise be to the Lord. Amen. He's always defeated. And we thank the Lord how the mouth and wisdom, he was able to let the people, trying to let the people know the truth. But as we all know, the scripture itself says it, the preaching of the gospel, it does two things. And thank God there are people that believe, and every word becomes the power of God. Amen. And he said he will give us that mouth and wisdom so that even our adversaries, they can never gainsay. They will not have anything to challenge. And they cannot resist it. I love that word. They can't resist it. They will know that that's the truth. You are speaking the truth, but yet, let's pray that the Lord will continue to give and grant us that mouth and wisdom. Not to condemn, but to say the truth that to save, amen, as many that are ready to believe, amen. God Richie, bless you as our precious brother Vlad closes us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, what an inspiration of thought this evening, O Lord. I was just thinking about that girl in Israel. She was in from Israel, she was in captivity. And there was great man of this world, Naaman. Oh Lord, and he was sick. He was trying, but Lord, she got courage to speak.
She just
found a way
amen.
To be used by you, O Lord,
amen.
To testify about your power.
Amen.
And you preach today, O Lord, you use brother just to bring that thought that you will give us
amen.
Whatever, wherever we are, O Lord.
Amen.
Lord, help us to meditate.
Amen.
Help us to just close a walk with you, O Lord.
Mm.
Whatever situation will raise up, you will open this mouth. In this world, there are nothing.
Amen.
We don't have schools. We don't have greatest way to expressing ourselves.
Yes.
But Lord, we have your word.
Amen.
Your word created this world.
Oh,
your word, it's changing thoughts of kings.
Yes.
Your word, it's changing everything, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, your word is creating home for me,
amen.
For your children, O Lord. You came, even by your word, you came to save us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
thank you.
We just commit ourselves into your hands, O Lord, when we go. Like song says, take the name of Jesus
yes.
with you. Lord, David says, I heard once, but you spoke once, I heard twice, O
amen.
Lord. May this thought goes with that.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That inspiration, O Lord. May that inspiration dwells within our hearts, O Lord, when we go to our beds.
Yes.
That we go with your inspiration, with your spirit, somehow with some enthusiasm, O Lord, going forward in the name of the Lord Jesus
amen.
Christ. Because you promised that we have power with you, O Lord. Satan will come and just bring us to place, showing us that we are nothing, but Lord, He always comes that way, explaining things. Look, you don't have this. Look, you don't have that. Lord, you are with us.
Amen.
You are mighty conqueror, Lord. Amen. Whatever situation it is, we commit into your hands, O Lord. You lead us, you guide us. Restore even brother's strength.
Amen.
He put it himself aside just to do meditation, just to bring this word, O Lord. We commit these brothers, sisters who maybe didn't come, O Lord, for whatever reason, O Lord. We just thinking about Friday, O Lord.
Yes,
we want
Lord
to ask
Jesus,
you, Lord, that
Amen.
You will come down and bring
Amen.
New inspiration,
Amen.
New blessing, O Lord, which will bring us that we will go from strength to strength, O Lord. O Lord, we just commit our ways into your hands. We are so thankful that we could be here, that we could experience restoration of strength, O Lord, which
Amen.
We needed, O Lord. Just we commit everything into your hands. Wherever we go, O Lord, to our homes, be with us, O Lord. Be with our families. We commit our children, our families on holiday,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord.
Even me, I will be going, O Lord. You undertake traveling mercies, whatever,
Amen.
O Lord. Bless our parents. Be with us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brother. God bless you, amen. Oh, and so my brother and my sister, it all comes to the same thing. What went ye out for to see? Amen.
Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it fills our souls with joy when his loving arms receive us and his songs of our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet, King of kings in heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.